Well, refugees are also streaming to South Sudan. Haruna Matassa has more from the capital, Juba.
Well, the influx of people coming into South Sudan is putting a lot of pressure on scarce resources here. South Sudan has its own crisis. There's still violence in some parts of the country, and aid agencies say there's not enough money to help everybody. So what local businesses are doing, at least here in Juba, they are pooling their resources together. So you see in the shops, they are collecting food and medicines, and these supplies are then taken to the local airport. They put onto cargo planes and taken to the border with Sudan to help people who are still stuck there. South Sudan has a very close relationship with Sudan. This used to be one country until South Sudan broke away from Sudan in 2011 and gained independence. But the two countries still work together. President Salva Kiir, South Sudan's leader, says that he has close ties with all the military factions in Sudan. He says he's talking to all the players every day on the telephone. He's trying to get them to come here to Juba to have face-to-face talks, trying to end the conflict in Sudan. But right now, of course, the concern is the people trying to come into the country. Most of them are from South Sudan. So when they get here, they stay with family and friends. Those who have nowhere else to go will probably end up at the many camps for displaced people scattered across the country. It is a huge crisis for this country with limited resources as more and more people keep flooding in.
Well, let's bring in Sally Mondawi, whose relatives are in Port Sudan, struggling to make it back to the UK. She's joining us from London. Very good to have you with us. What kind of problems are they facing, Sally?
Thank you for having me. So basically, I have a three-year-old cousin who's British national. She's with her mum, who's Sudanese national. They're refusing to let them on the plane, which is departing at 12 o'clock. She's severely sick. She's supposed to have a tonsillitis surgery due to it getting infected. But of course, with the war, it got cancelled. She's been in agony, screaming since yesterday. So she has to get on this plane that's leaving in like an hour and a half. And they're saying, at first, they told her that she could go on her own, but the mum cannot go because she doesn't have a visa, which is absolutely ridiculous. This is a life or death situation. If an infection spreads through your body and you get sepsis, you will die. So are they willing to let a three-year-old child die at the border because the mum doesn't have a visa? The whole family has a British passport except for the mum.
Sally,
it's
can you Can you tell me who it is that is preventing her from getting on the flight?
So there is a registration office at the Coral Hotel, the British consulate office over there. They're telling her, and even me, I've spoken to the helpline, the crisis helpline, and the foreign officers. They've told me that a mum can't get on. She possibly can't get on. It's due to the people on the base, the people that are picking them up. It's their discretion to let her on or not. And I think that's absolutely heartbreaking. Where is the humanity in this? She's sick. She's 3 years old. And she obviously needs her mum, who she's dependent on. She's been in agony, shivering and screaming since yesterday. She's a child.
Are they there?
I cannot believe I'm...
Are they there on their own, or are there any other family members around them?
They're completely on their own. Her spouse is here in the UK with their other two kids, and they're all British. It's just the mum that doesn't have a British citizenship.
Are they getting any help from any aid agencies or anybody else at all in Port Sudan?
No. No.
What kind of conditions are they telling you that they're facing in Port Sudan at the moment?
To be honest, I've had really quick phone calls with them, and it's all been about my cousin, Sam Marine, who's really sick. Like, the mum is worried. She was even willing to let her daughter on the flight on her own so she could get some medical help. She needs to have a surgery ASAP. That's how desperate she is. And they said, and then they changed their mind and they said, she's a minor, we cannot let her on, you have to get the shit. So they're willing to let a three-year-old die, basically.
If they're suggesting that... Forgive me for interrupting you, and I do understand, of course, this is very distressing for you. If they're suggesting that the three-year-old... Tell me the name of the three-year-old, first of all.
Her name is Sam Marine.
Sam Marine. Can you tell me...
Yeah.
They have said that Sam Marine and her mother should go on board a ship as opposed to going on a plane. Is that actually an option for them? Can they make their way to the port and get on board one of the ships?
from the stories we've heard of British nationals and American nationals, they have not even been able to board these planes, I mean the ships, because there's so much racism at the border. They're only taking people who are either white or either Saudi or from other nationalities. Even that is a struggle. People have slept over at the border in dire conditions. These people are getting treated like they're going on holiday. These people are escaping war. Their houses have been bombed.
This must be praying.
I can't even get the government to help.
And again, I apologize for interrupting you, but this must be preying so much on the minds of her mother. Can you describe to us the kind of state of mind that her mother is in at the moment?
The mother can't even speak. She's so heartbroken because she thinks that the British would have at least helped her child. When I spoke to someone on the phone through the crisis helpline, and when her husband spoke to someone, they just hung up on him. When he said, my child might die, and she said, how dare you say that? And she hung up on him. We had to get hold of someone who's a humanitarian, a Sudanese girl who helped us, called Mia. This is the only reason why I'm on Al Jazeera right now. The help has been, there's no help. The mum is actually feeling really helpless. I'm probably the only person that can speak clear English and for to represent them. It's really sad. Like nobody's listening to them. Everyone's giving her different information at the border.
I can imagine that you are just one of many Sudanese families who are in the UK who are facing a similar situation. Do you know if there's any sort of support network or anything for families who are in similar situations to yours?
If there is any what? Sorry, it cut off.
I was wondering if there are any support networks in the UK that you're aware of who might be able to help families who are in situations like the one you're facing.
I mean, other than the crisis helpline, where we haven't really had much, you know, contact, we haven't had any numbers suggested to us. The community, the Sudanese community, has had to come together and share resources. And some people, like Mia, has helped me get on Al Jazeera right now. She's been the only person that kind of could take us through the law and all the rights. The eligibilities for a British person is that the spouse or children are allowed to come with them, but when it's a child with a parent, it doesn't apply, which doesn't make sense.
Just very briefly, what is your next move, if indeed you feel that you have one, from the situation that you're facing now?
Well, we only have an hour left for this other plane to come, an hour and a half. And if they don't get on this plane, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, it's really scary to even think about it, that they won't take her on this plane. Because if she even gets the ship, by the time she even gets to Saudi Arabia, it will be really late. And she's already severely sick. Like, she's a three-year-old child. Where is the mercy? Where's the humanity?
Salim Moudawi, we appreciate you being with us on Al Jazeera. Thank you very much indeed for your time.
Thank you.